Congressman Peter Welch met with leaders of social service nonprofits in the Upper Valley to talk about how President Trump's proposed budget would affect the area, and VPR's Rebecca Sinanis reports.
Directors for nonprofits that provide housing, services for survivors of domestic abuse, access to food, and other services stressed that the need for social safety nets have not declined in the Upper Valley, and a cut in federal funding would diminish their abilities to fundraise further. Welch says he's optimistic about creating strong pushback in Congress against Trump's proposed budget, which would take roughly $60 to $80 billion out of domestic spending. But it will require bipartisan cooperation.
A lot of my colleagues from rural America, where President Trump received an enormous amount of support, they literally could be having and are having the same discussions in their communities that we're having right here. That's a major reason I reach out to them, because I think that we're in the same boat.
Congress, which must approve the president's budget, will be back in session at the end of the month. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.